This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Oh, the sound of Ulinda Skakane ethi Indatjana. You remember ukuthi ke Indatjana is a song lapha esiyithola kuyona ke iladi album yake. I mean, those are great sounds, man. It's Sunday, you're having a chill day ekhaya. You're drinking that water, drinking that wine that you want to drink. But lalela bengikuthembisile ukuthi Ulinda Skakane ukhona phambi kwami and uhleli phambi kwami. Right now, let's get to it. Linda Skakane, how are you?
Siyaphila singezwanina.
No, si right. I think siyaphila ngoba sibona wena phambi kwethu. Other than that, we just happy that you're here.
Yeah, no kuyintokozo kuba la. So happy to be here.
Sibonge kakhulu. I mean, I'm all smiles, guys. But let's get to it, man. Linda Skakane. Siyazi ukuthi Linda Skakane is a 2-time summer and Metro FM nominee lapha ke kwi best jazz. So we just want to know, man, ukuthi who exactly is Ulinda Skakane?
So Ulinda Skakane insizwa yangapha eMlazi kwaW. I was born and bred in Umlazi. But my family comes from KwaNongoma.
Yeah.
Ngiwumdlali ke wa umculo lo abathi jazz. I come from very interesting family. Skakane, I'm a son and I'm a sibling. I've got 2 brothers and 1 sister, and yeah, that's about it. But music ngawuqala ngingasho ukuthi ama influences asekhaya, because music has been always central in, you know, my upbringing. When you think of like rituals that went on and events that took place at home, music was always central. But ukufunda unomculo ngaqala e Clearwood Boys Primary School under the tutelage of Mrs. V. Rajmani.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had the honor of joining a really important school, Kona La Imlazi, okuthiwa Siyakhula Music Center, which was founded by Dr. Brian Tusi.
Okay, that's nice. I mean, ngiyakuzwa ukuthi you started at Clearwood Boys. Yes. Is the way you played the flute?
Yeah, I played the recorder.
Oh, the recorder. It was the recorder. So it was Clearwood Boys, the recorder, and then you moved to Siyakhula Center, where you're under the guidance of the late Dr. Brian Tusi, right? And then the University of UKZN. This is where now you obtain a diploma yako in jazz. So walk me through you being under the guidance of Dr. Brian Tusi and you going into a University of Development, University of KwaZulu-Natal, and just what influence actually did you get from that development?
Yeah. Well, I guess coming from KZN is a very cultural province, you know, and we know the values that we find in music and how Babu Brian Tusi was able to sort of like create these opportunities for umuntu omnyama eMlazi.
Exactly.
You know, which was really a privilege for us, and also seeing him, because no one had studied music ekhaya before. But with being around Babu Tusi, we could see that, well, kulomculo, you can actually have a career. And so he guided me through, you know, the whole process when I decided that I would like to pursue music as a career.
As a career.
And then after high school, I had to convince my parents that I would like to go and study at UKZN.
Yeah.
And UKZN was such a special place for me because I met a lot of, like, young friends that, you know, would become my fellow collaborators in this journey.
Mm-hmm.
So nakhona UKZN, you know, just being mentored by great teachers like Mr. Nkonzavis, Dr. Sibusiso Mashilwane, and I met friends like Sakile Simani, whom I would record with on my debut albums, Phelelo Mazibuko, the list is endless.
It's endless. I mean, you touched on ekutheni convince abazali that God, it's yes, ikhlezi kunzima. I think when you're a child, ephuma ekhaya elimnyama, you know, when you just choose uthi ayi cha, ngifuna ukuyodansa, ngifuna ukwenza music, and then like ufuna ukuyo dance.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, bano seke wambone dance la ekhaya. It's funny how, and it's very hard ukuthi ngosiyami, mele siqale phansi siyonqa, lalela ma, lento iwukuthi ukuthi, and you have to convince the parents. And kuba mnandi ke if uthole umzali ozokwazi ukulalela ukuthi lalela ma, leli iphupho lami. And I believe, I think it all starts with you mokholwa wena ukuthi you can do it. And nomzali umtshengisa ukuthi lalela ma, I can do it, oh baba, I can do this. I think also now they actually do believe in you.
Yeah, I think abazali bethu always want the best for us.
Yes.
And njengoba usho as umuntu omnyama kunzima ukuthi sebekufundise yonke le minyaka bese uthi ufuna ukuyofundela ukudansa uzoba usuwenzani. You know, and I guess these are new career paths that we are trying to introduce to our families,
mm-hmm.
seeing the histories of umuntu omnyama, especially elokishini. Sonke masikhula sifuna ubo dokotela, sifuna ukuba unesi, sifuna ubu thisha, you know, just to get that like, you know, comfortability in terms of what you do as a, you know, as a human being. But we are thankful to abantu abanjengoba Buthusi that really created these portals that could help our parents and nomphakathi ubone ukuthi we could sustain our lives through, you know, umculo or ukudansa nokwenza ezinye izinto.
So njengoba dusha ukuthi abazali normally would think ukuthi hayi uzokhula budokotela uzokhula ahamba abuthisho kanye abunesi. So I want to ask, what actually what actually influenced you ukuthi in all of the instruments? Okay, sekuvunyiwe ekhaya yonke into isiyright, so ba convincela abazali, like in all of the instruments, I mean, we have a trumpet, we have a bass, you have drums. What actually in lengena ngaphakathi kwena wathi no, actually I'm going to choose a saxophone?
I think it was by chance, cause when I switched to saxophone, I was playing the clarinet and there were similarities.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, being at Siyakhula Music Center, I was inspired by a really good friend of mine, Philani Biela, who was really young at that time. Ngambona ethatha isolo over a jazz song, yababu Jonas Kwango. And I was like, I was deeply moved, you know. And also thinking about what instrument would fit in a jazz setting, his saxophone was the closest. To e clarinet. And then my teachers advised that I should pick up the saxophone.
Is the saxophone not like, is it heavy? Is it very heavy? Or naminga ibamba and be like, and just,
it used to be heavy. But it's in kulile manje.
You just so kulile siyakwazi ukuyibamba kahle.
Hayi uniyasinda kodwa iyajayela.
Iyajayeleke. Ngizwa kahle. So let me take you back. 2016, the Sanfra Overseas Scholarship Competition. Ngiyazi ukuthiwa cha owaphuma umanqoba. Yebo what? Wena wabaphezulu. And they funded the degree program to the new school in New York. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I mean, lapho uthe ufika, I mean, you were mentored by one of the greats. You got your Billy Hamper, you got your Charles Sullivan. Take me through the journey of you of actually securing that scholarship and then being there and being mentored by these people.
Yeah, I think it's every jazz musician's dream to be in New York. You know, just all around the world, as we know, the histories of jazz and New York being just that hot spot for this kind of music. Yes. Of course, when I was awarded ISAMRO, you know, the next thing was to find a school that would, you know, be in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily enough, I had a friend that was already studying at the new school, Mulise Dinzane from Johannesburg, you know, who took me through the application process, and also seeing the teachers that were there, the mentors that you've just mentioned, you know, it was fitting for me to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a great experience to be there.
Yes, when you touch on the friend that helped you, because already we say fundile kona, you remind me, a sponsor once told me a story. We're doing an OB somewhere. So, umekhuluma sponsor, he talks about friends. Now, Bega bangani onabo in your circle. I mean, mengkuluma, because apparently your sponsor has always been in the music, you know, in the Bay Studio Radio. He's very motivated in that. So bekulumuti how si senda kanjani e red, because I love radio. Let's work now with sibe na radio station. We have a plan, but now to sponsor. You mustn't think about money also.
Yeah.
Think of the people abaseduze kwakho ukuthi how are they sponsoring e idea yakho.
Yes.
Nina ningaphaka ninodwa, cuz now akiyona imali kuphela. Money we need it, but also akiyona imali kuphela esebenza in that instant. And cause I'm ngihlele no sponsor every time uhlaze nginikeza lezo zinto ezizoguqula umqondo wami and make me think over and over again. So it's very nice man to have abangani abazokwazi ukuthi how mengithi 1, 2, 3 has happened njengoba sengiyitholile sample. Now I need a school. Athi hi bo lalela, I've been to the school, so muya laphaya, trust me, into zoyithola laphaya is huge.
Yebo. Isintu siyasho ukuthi umuntu ngabantu. So as Africans we are steeped into these kind of, you know, knowledges that for us to really succeed or for us to move forward siyadingana. So ukubambisana kubaluleke kakhulu.
Yebo, kuyashiwo kuthiwa umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu. Now kona before I actually ask this question, there's this beautiful song man engifuna ukuyidlala laphaya, ithi Nongoma. So this song comes from enye album yakhe uLinda Sikhakhane eqhamuka lapha kwiSambulo. Ngithi lalela, tune in. Already you tuned in. Get to sit up and get timeless melody. We promise you here on timeless music as silalela kwa Nongoma.
Mm-hmm. Bono ma Ale la mata was a sacron Ale Ale Wantama Show me the name Wantama you Bayeta Wadaga Zulu Wena Nembe Kamanya Mati Ngomu Kali
What a soothing song, and that was Unongoma from Yanasimthola kuyonake album ethi Isambulo. Uyayithola ke laphana enkundleni zokuxhumana, man. Just go listen to it on this beautiful Sunday. Wehlisa umoya, uhlale couchini yakho unethezeke. Trust me. Because your mind is gonna be relaxed. Ulinda sikhakhane ethi unongoma. Ngisahleli naye ke la good timeless music. Sikhuluma naye ke uBramus G la kuyona I timeless music. What a very soothing song. Like I wanna ask ukuthi when you were doing this song, if you still remember maybe ukuthi mhlambe what was happening in your mind? When you actually composed the song? So, oh yeah, I do remember you did say Guti Upumagano as much as Adulala Mlaz. So, we can say Guti, you were kind of paying tribute to Indao Laupumagion.
Yes, Ogu Indao and Kole Luguti, Iyo Eyang Patisalisipo Somtul.
Was it for so lapo for some lale waganongo, malafinto ikiayo, uzumkaya wakolana, uzumkaya wakola ulindeska. And I'm sure you must be happy, man. We are sure good to village your music yinto yako. So, I wanna ask, you've worked, man, with many artists, you've collaborated with many artists, I mean, the likes of Ozix Bantwini, also Sandy Somazo. I mean, but now they play calm music. So how did you go about ukhlanganisa? I mean, it's different genres. How did you go about ukhlanganisa nje kuphume into eyodwa as solid?
Well, mawukhuluma ngo Butzex Bantwini, I had the honor of playing in his band. I think for like 5 years.
Okay.
Yes, and of course, this is someone I truly respect to this day. I look up to him and the work that he has done. And I remember when I was studying at UKZN, Bob Bantwini had just come back to complete his studies. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is he doing? Because he's got it all. He's famous and he's just there studying. But this just showed me something, Wuti. This is an endless journey.
Exactly.
And just seeing him there was truly inspiring for a lot of us that were, adversity at that time. And then just a year later, I joined his band through a friend, Usenzo Mzimela, who vouched for us to be a part of a band about Bantwini. So just being around him, ngafunda kakhulu, in terms of like music business and just being a human being in general in this music. He's a very intelligent man. I've been inspired by how he sees music and how he fuses his knowledge, because he went through a jazz program but is in the dance space. So you can even hear with his music all the influences that come from jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And also through his collaborations that he he has done over the years, Sebenza nabantu abanje ngoBabu Themba Mkhize, just to name a few, and just seeing how you know, his scope is really open when it comes to music creation.
Oh man, Dixie, but I mean, when you're talking about the dancing skills, promised you right here on Timeless Music, and I'm going to get Olinda. You just got yourself, you just been recognized as the best jazz. Your album has just been recognized as the best jazz album, and you got a Metro, man. You got a Metro. That's a big, man. How that's big. Okuzukama lako being called as the best la payana, and now menu kwale uyela pe stage. How did that make you feel?
It's really an honor. To be honest, I was very nervous, you know, when I heard my name. It's such a big stage, and thinking about this particular category, it holds so much, you know, weight. Thinking about the lineage of it. The likes of Babu Huma Sigela, the likes of Babu Jimmy Lulu. I mean, when you hear of this award, so just hearing my name there, it took me a couple of seconds to even realize that they were calling my name, and it's really an honor.
Ati, Uncle Sammy, couldn't believe it. Ati, uge wa mafu, a second. That's very nice. So, are there any projects or other collaborations, Uncle Sammy, that is on the way? Yes, ngaba on the lookout for one asambe.
Yes, doing quite a few performances on the latest album, Iladi. I'm planning to do a concert in Durban. So people should keep their ears on the ground. It should be in June. I'll be doing that. Also in Joburg. And then in July, I'll be playing at the prestigious Notsi Jazz Festival. Really honored to be, you know, one of the two South Africans that will be playing at that festival. I know a very good friend and mentor is also playing a day before, Dr. Nduduzo Makatini, and then I play the next day. And then in terms of collaborations, we just put out a record of a very good friend of mine, Uparas Sibalkulu Dlamini, you know, who has been in the music game for some time, but he just put out his debut album, Ingoma Busuku. Please look out for that.
Nizwile kuzwile kuthiwe look out. I give a big kakhulu ileya la Durban. Nizwile bakuthi ungayizwanga wena angikwazi ukuthi ubunga ilalele ngani I Timeless Music, because mina ngizwile ukuthi nje kune plan ye concert ekhona at Durban ngo June. Mina ngiyazi ukuthi ngizobe ngikhona mina personally. Wena ngazi noma uzobe khona. That's why you need to be on the look out, man. Ngithe ukethe engena uLinda Makhadini ngathi mina sikhakhana uLinda sika ngathi mina hayi akiyona akiyena no take off low kuimigosi akiyena no take off, because I mean I saw a picture of him lapha kuma match and I was like ngeke bakuthi u take off wenzani lapha kuma match. What wanted to find out, man, ukuthi uLinda sikhakhane, and trust me, uLinda sikhakhane plays a saxophone and is also a composer. For those, I mean, you never know. Clapping your shada, eh? Next weekend, or I have a dinner, and ngifuna ukulalela your soothing music. Angifuna ukudlala laphaya. Ngifuna wena siqu sakho ngikuthola kanjani?
Abantu bengangicinga kuma social networks as uLinda Sikhakhane. Tholakala yonke indawo, Instagram, Facebook, ne Twitter.
Lalela mo shada, sekucelelile la. Sengicelelile ngathi mushada. If you want to, if you get married, if you have a dinner and go see yami, you need soothing. Soothing music. Uyazi ukuthi uzombeka ke lapha uLinda Sikhakhane lapha kuma social media as well. Uyatholakala. I mean, if ungalalela
this is an MUT Radio podcast.